everyone for taking time out of their busy schedule, of course, to be with us tonight on the Freedom Health Products Consumer Education Series. I will be flying solo this evening as the as Amy will not be able to be with us tonight due to the fact that she is taking some time away from the office to be with her family at a very important time in her life. And so we are going to try to do my very best. I'm not as charming, perhaps. My voice is not as sweet. But I hope that the information will be equally as compelling and useful to you. Now, tonight we're going to talk about sleeplessness and stress. And I'll tell you, the number of calls that I get when I was on the radio, the number of calls that I get even now during the day just at the office, and when I'm on the road, people always privately tell me, you know, I really need that product for sleep. What do you have for sleep? And I've always told people that there's three major reasons why people do not sleep, and there's an entire call on that. But there's three sort of reasons why people do not sleep, and one of them, I will go over very briefly, is what you could call inner chattering. That's when you're running all of the events of the day through your mind. You're planning tomorrow's day, perhaps, even worrying about things like bills or concerns, emotional concerns, and you just keep thinking and overthinking these things to the point of, well, you just cannot sleep, to sleeplessness. And so it is that type of stress, that is one of the types of stress that we will discuss tonight, and I will tell you how we could stop that, how we could reverse it, how we could actually save you from that, and it has nothing to do with counting sheep, although I'm sure that works for some people. The second type of stress that many people will encounter is a muscle stress, and that stress is where there is actually an imbalance of potassium and sodium and magnesium within your body, and the potassium causes your muscles to become sort of firm. They won't relax. They won't become supple. You can't sink into the bed. You toss, you turn, you try one leg over the other leg, you try on your stomach, you try on your back, you try on your side, you try a pillow between your legs, you try it all, and it doesn't help because your muscles will not relax. They're continuing to fire when they should not be, and thus you can't sleep, and that is more of a muscle tension type of sleeplessness. The third type of, and the third reason why many of us don't sleep has to do with a hormone. This is a hormone that is called melatonin. And melatonin is produced by the pituitary gland and responds to darkness and a change in temperature, a cooling in temperatures. What has happened in modern times is that due to our propensity to use artificial light and due to our propensity to keep our houses warmed artificially as well, we tend not to have these two trigger mechanisms which produce and release melatonin into the brain so that we could go from REM sleep into deep sleep. And thus, it is very important to note, during deep sleep, most of our anti-aging, most of our rejuvenative, regenerative, and renewing chemical reactions, those that help us to fight disease, those that help us to fight aging, those that help us to lose weight, all of those good things that our body needs to do, all of the positive work that it does during rest, when we're not digesting food, when we're not exercising, when we're not doing anything else, during all other, let's say, hibernation, that's when things are repaired. It's like when the factory closes down and the cleaning people come in, and the next day you could start again. That happens during deep sleep. Now, it's important, again, that artificial light and artificial heat trigger the lack of melatonin or the reduced melatonin productivity of our pituitary gland and thus lead to a lack of deep sleep. Now, when we are not getting sufficient deep sleep, you could equate it to, let's say you are on vacation. By the third or fourth day of vacation, you look in the mirror and you're like, oh my God, I look 10 years younger. All the stress has come off of me. At the same time, if you remember a time when you were studying for finals or when you had extra work to do, there was some crises in your life and you were losing sleep, you would look in the mirror and you say that you look 10 years older. The reason, the difference is the effect of deep sleep on your body. You could sleep 8 to 10 hours and not get deep sleep and not feel rested and wake up and need a cup of coffee to get started, which is exactly the wrong thing to do. So, now let's talk about, of course, the number one cause of sleeplessness is stress. But we can reverse that. It's sort of a catch-22 because stress also, a lack of sleep leads to stress, and stress leads to a lack of sleep. Now, there's a couple things that you need to understand physiologically. Some of us are the same, but most of us are different. We are not identical to each other. We all have a different set of criterion in our life. For example, if I work construction all day, I'm lifting wood, hammering nails, mixing concrete. When I come home, there is a need for mental exercise. You need to balance physical exercise with mental exercise. So coming home and reading, coming home and doing a jigsaw puzzle, coming home and studying a language, coming home and watching Jeopardy, coming home and having stimulating conversation with your children, coming home and writing your memoirs, coming home and doing any hobby that is a mental exercise is going to be very important for balancing your psyche, your physical and emotional and mental side. Now, the other thing is if you sit at a desk and shuffle paper, if you put on a suit and tie and hard shoes, and I don't mean steel-toed shoes, before you go to work, then we're probably talking about a need to have physical stress in order to balance the mental stress. So again, stimuli, physical stimuli to balance the mental stimuli and vice versa. So you need to sit down and decide to what extent your body or your day may be imbalanced with physical or mental, differences. Are you more physical? Are you more cerebral? And then take the alternative path after work in order to create that balance. This is extremely important. Now, let's talk about, again, your adrenal glands. There is another reason why we are stressed out, and one of the ways that we could deal with stress and thus get more sleep, and that's to relieve stress on our adrenal glands. Our adrenal glands are our fight or flight mentality. That's right, our fight or flight mentality. I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by that in just one moment while I take a sip of water. Well, again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Purium Health Products Wednesday night consumer education call. We are talking all about stress and sleeplessness. We are exploring the reasons why you do not sleep, and we absolutely will give you solutions to help you overcome that and begin to get the thorough night's sleep that is necessary for us to experience the maximum, to get the best out of this, which we call life, the best out of, again, our desire to help you live a long life free from disease is served by this subject matter tonight, because stress kills, sleeplessness shortens your life because it leads to overweight, and again, stress is a leading cause of disease. So let's get back into our subject. Let's talk about some things. First of all, let's take that potassium-sodium cycle. Let's talk about that muscle tension, that tossing and turning, your inability to sink into the pillow. You never get comfortable, so you can't get to sleep. Well, there's a very good chance that you may be eating some foods you shouldn't be eating in the evening. For example, do you like potatoes with dinner? If you like potatoes with dinner, you must understand that one potato has twice as much potassium as the next highest food, which is bananas. So if you're having potatoes or bananas any time after, say, 2 o'clock, then that is not a good time for those foods, because those foods are going to put a lot of potassium into the body. Additionally, if you're having foods with a lot of manganese, And that means a lot of, let's say, white flour or soy. You should not have a lot of white flour or soy anyway. So let's take those completely out of your diet, and let's make sure that potatoes and bananas return to the morning where they are best for you. Potatoes and bananas are morning foods, okay? So now let's explore, though, this potassium, sodium, magnesium conundrum so that you could fully understand what's going on. In every cell, there is fluid. And that fluid controls, has a lot of things floating in it. It's like it is like the sea with all of the creatures that live in it. And in that liquid, minerals will move in and out, and the balance of minerals within that liquid that's in your cells, this intercellular fluid, and this is not hard to understand, it just sounds like big words, you have a mineral called potassium, and when potassium is in that intercellular fluid, the fluid contracts and it pushes water out of the cell. There's more cell outside of water outside the cell, and we tend to sweat more. That allows us to sweat more, which cools down the body during the day and allows our muscles to fire and contract so that we can, you know, exercise and work. Now, as the sun sets, just like with our other things, as the sun sets and the temperature cools, then sodium will enter and magnesium will enter the intercellular fluid. Magnesium and sodium draw moisture into the cell. They make it supple. They relax the cell. They make it plump. You always weigh more in the evening than you do in the morning because the cells are retaining more water. This makes your muscles relax. Your muscles never look nice and firm at night. They do look firm in the morning if this is working right. You wake up and your muscles are firing. Now, this is very important to understand. As sodium and magnesium enter intercellular fluid and your body relaxes, this is very conducive to sleeping well. And then in the morning, after deep sleep has been experienced, the potassium will push the sodium out of the cell. It will cause your muscles to get firm again. That's when you get uncomfortable. Your muscles are firm. You can't sleep. You begin to toss and turn, and you wake up. Now, if the potassium is in the cell, that which is supposed to wake you up, the tension within the muscle which causes you to toss and turn is obviously going to keep you awake because that's nature's plan. Potassium is supposed to make you toss and turn so you can't sleep. It's supposed to wake you up in the morning after a good night's sleep. And then it stays within the cells all day. This potassium power in the cells all day until in the evening, sodium returns and allows you to go into that sleep pattern. Is that easy to understand? So here's the thing. What could you do? That's the question. How do you properly maneuver that? Well, in the evenings, you could have things like green salads with some pumpkin seeds on it. Green salads and pumpkin seeds are loaded with magnesium, and they have what are called cell salts, not bad sodium, good sodium, the type of sodium that enters the cells and helps control this, not table salt. Okay, you could also have more greens and ionic elements. The products we call more greens and the product we call ionic elements because ionic elements is nothing more than seabed minerals, highly alkalizing with a lot of magnesium. Seabed minerals have cell salts. They have magnesium. Green salads have cell salts and magnesium. All of the green wheatgrass, barley grass, oat grass, everything in More Greens and Best of Greens and Green Kamut Blend and our organic barley juice powder, all of those are loaded with the good stuff that you need to push magnesium and cell salts into your body. I'm not saying you need all of these things. I'm giving you options. These are natural muscle relaxants. You'll stop the tossing and turning. You'll correct the potassium-sodium balance in the body. You'll make sure the body has plenty of the things that it needs. Your body needs salt. That allows you to sweat during the day. So when the salt gets pushed out of the cells, what does it do? It lets you sweat during the day so you can get rid of toxins. Your body is a beautiful rhythmic mechanism. During the day when your body sweats, you don't notice because through evaporation, it just gets carried away. Your clothes wick it away. and you're removing toxins from your body, and you're preparing for a really good night's sleep. And remember that you got to be careful because, you know, if you are a Black American, your kidneys do not handle table salt. If you have an African continent heritage, your kidneys do not process salt the way Anglos do. And the reason why is because the African continent was not a place where salt was mined. It's not a place where salt was used in culinary, preparations. And it's not a way that food was, preserved. So they didn't salt their meat to preserve it. And because of that, the kidneys did not adjust over time to having a lot of salt. And this is why Blacks are more prone to high blood pressure due to sodium, because it blocks the kidneys. So very, very important information, hopefully something you did not know before. And if you, as I do, I have many Black friends who have never known or heard that. So don't be afraid. There is nothing prejudicial or wrong in informing people about the uniqueness of their physiology so that they can be better prepared to deal with everything, all types of stress that might encounter them. So I think that that deals with our first type of stress, that muscle tension stress. And I hope you remember what I said about cerebral and mental exercise being balanced, because that will help with that as well. Now, let's get to the inner chattering, okay? Now, first of all, there's all types of stress, but the inner chattering stress is the most difficult to deal with. There's a couple of things that you could and should do. First of all, organize your thoughts and put them down on paper. Keep a pencil and paper next to your bed, because in the event that you have a thought that you do not want to lose, that you must retain, it makes you feel great to jot it down on that little piece of paper. Say, don't forget tomorrow, bread and milk, whatever it is. I know I'm just joking, but that's my point. Have that piece of paper, but most importantly, avoid coffee and soda. Avoid white rice, because it has no B vitamins, and B vitamins cause you to have stress. Coffee and soda tax the adrenal glands, which make you more stressed. They excite the system through sugars and through caffeine and artificial things like that. Now, I'm going to tell you something you may laugh at, but some common foods that you might actually eat are oatmeal and Cheerios, pearl barley, perhaps soup, a vegetarian pearl barley soup. These would be evening foods. I know it sounds unusual. We think of potatoes in the nighttime and oatmeal in the morning. But these are evening foods because they actually help de-stress the body. Believe it or not, they're loaded with different compounds that calm the brain down. Fruits like passion fruit and hibiscus, yerba mate tea, herbal tea. These are all very good for the body. Activated barley, phenomenal in the evening. A scoop of greens with the activated barley in it, a great calming food. The Nutrition Now meal option, a great calming food to help stop the inner chattering. Of course, yoga, meditation, and prayer are important. Also, reading. If you need to get your mind off of what you're thinking about, read a book, and believe me, you will wear out, your brain will get tired, and you will go to sleep. Remember, it doesn't work if you've had coffee and a soda, white rice for dinner, yelled at your kids before bedtime, and had all these excitements, okay? Now, here's another thing. Take a warm bath, and then let your body cool down naturally. That starts the melatonin release. Take a warm bath, let your body cool down naturally before you get under the sheets. And then as the sheets warm you up and the blanket warms you up, you'll more easily get to fall to sleep. And this will help you deal with that inner chattering. Remember, no exciting foods, coffee, soda, white rice. And why is it these other foods like activated barley and the rice bran solubles, which is a superfood for helping you reduce the stress? The rice bran and the activated barley. That's why I recommended scoop of greens, because they're both in there. It has the greens that we recommended to help the sodium and potassium cycle, plus it has the activated barley and the rice bran, which are loaded with the B vitamins that reduce stress, but also have that nice calming effect of beta-glucan on the emotions. And it is really, really important that you take this advice. If you are an inner chattering person, this is really going to help you. Now, let's say that you're lacking melatonin. Let's say that yours is the third reason, the lack of proper melatonin. Well, you already heard one of the things I said. Keep your lights low. Don't have bright lights in the evening. Dim the lights. Okay? Secondly, don't have the temperature so hot. Have your house a little bit cool, a little bit uncomfortable. Make sure that you have to wear a robe or clothes to keep warm. Because if you make your house so warm you can walk around in shorts at night, you're not going to have the triggering of melatonin that puts you to sleep. But most importantly, don't take the pharmaceutical melatonin if you could get it from food first. Because pharmaceutical melatonin causes a melatonin hangover, which means a powerful migraine headache type of feeling. But if you could find natural foods like sunflower seeds, and if you could return to a sun cycle sleep pattern where you go to bed as the sun sets or within 2 hours after the sun sets and then wake up within an hour of the sun rising, then you have what's called sun cycle sleep pattern, which is the most healthy sleep pattern in the world. It's the longest living people in the world use that sleep pattern. And if all of that doesn't work or it's not possible, you must use our Montmorency Tart Cherry Concentrate, which is nature's highest source of melatonin. It is the most inexpensive and potent food of its type. If you have heard all of the ridiculous hype about things like acai, or about mon avi, or about noni, or about goji, or about zango, mango, you know, let's go to Paris and tango, I don't care what these products are. They are not scientifically validated. They are not scientifically tested. They do not list their potencies. They do not have anywhere near what Tarte Montmorency Cherry has. And I will tell you that if you could find any food with an oxygen radical absorbance capacity of 7,000 per serving, you just let me know. And there's no way. If it is, it's probably about 5 bowls full of something. This is 2 tablespoons. There is no way you're going to find a food that is a natural source of ellagic acid like that found in pomegranates, but more potent in the same food that you find the melatonin and the high ORAC value. There is no way that you will find any food with a higher proanthocyanidin content like that found in blueberries, the reason you take blueberries. So this tart cherry concentrate has the ellagic acid that, as you know, is great for gout, may be extremely helpful in fighting cancer, may be extremely helpful in fighting heart disease because of its anti-inflammatory compounds. It is like having pomegranates, blueberries, melatonin, and 12 servings of vegetables all put into one thing. And this isn't a brag. This isn't a claim. This is the result of scientific testing. This is the result of published studies. This is a result of information with lab reports and batch numbers on my website, not something made up and written around and bandied about, because I'll tell you, there's nothing wrong with good products, but you know what? Good products that are sold as fantastic, world-changing, amazing products so they can charge you a lot of money. I don't want to disparage anything, and God bless the people who make Monavie and who sell Monavie, but somebody came to me and said, how does the tart cherry compare to Monavie? I said, well, let's go to the Monavie website. And let's go to their frequently asked questions. And on there they said, why is there artificial colorings in your product? Why are there artificial flavorings in your product? Why don't you actually give the scientific tests for the product? Why are there artificial sweeteners in your product? Why don't you list the exact measure of ingredients in your product? Why does your, you know, and the thing is they get these questions, and they get them so many times, they're actually on their own website. But there is no excuse for artificial flavorings. There is no excuse for artificial sweeteners. There is no excuse for these unnecessary preservatives. There's no excuse for it. And so, I mean, again, I'm sure that Monavie is a very good product. And I'm sure that it works for the people who use it. But if you want a product without preservatives, without artificial colorings, without artificial flavorings, if you want a product that's going to cost you full retail about $26 a bottle, and that bottle could last you between 16 and 32 days, that is a significant improvement in many people's opinions to the other products being offered out there that are, have unsubstantiable claims and very expensive price tags and a lot of hype, a lot of sizzle, if you know what I mean. But when you get down, you know, to the nitty-gritty, all it really is a marketing scheme. And I don't mean Mona V. I mean a lot of these things that come along oftentimes have more to do with marketing and less to do with quality. And when you think quality first, then it's very important that you maybe look at some other things like artificial colorings, artificial flavorings, artificial preservatives, price, and verifiable potencies. And so that's the only reason, you know, and again, I probably will have to blank all that out on the replay line. I won't allow this call to be recorded now that I mentioned that other company, and that was probably a mistake on my part. But I just wanted to show you that we do listen to our customers, and, you know, I have answers for the questions that you might ask me on how our products compare to others. I don't want to answer those questions, to be honest with you. I would rather that you do that for yourself, figure it out, and you'll know who to trust when you begin to do that. Give me one more moment to take a drink of water, little sip, and we'll get started in one moment. Hey, thank you for giving me that moment to take a break. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Purium Health Products Consumer Education Series. We get together every single Wednesday for this purpose. Every single Wednesday we get together at this time on this number. And we are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't really believe that our products are necessarily better than anyone else's in anyone's opinion but ours. What we think is that our standards of purity and potency, of not using binders, fillers, excipients, preservatives, genetically modified organisms, irradiated ingredients, pasteurized ingredients whenever it is possible. Flash pasteurization is the maximum that we allow in a couple of our products in order to keep us from having to use preservatives, but the bottom line is we care about quality. If you read our ingredients, you will know that. If you ask your the people who you know who introduced you to our products why they did that, the answer is always going to be because I know I could trust these guys. I use their products and they work. So again, there's three main reasons why people do not sleep. Sometimes it's a combination of the three. And now you know. I think after this evening, I think that you know some things that you didn't know when the evening started. And that is always our goal. And I want to tell you a couple of stories before we go. And that is about how the adrenal glands and the fight or flight, I told you we'd get back to this story, our fight or flight mechanism, which triggers our adrenal reaction. Now imagine if you're back there in the old days, and all of a sudden, you get a wild animal that sees you as potential food. You pick up a stick, you try to fight off the animal, or you think you could outrun the animal. You see? That's fight or flight. Now, this is not a common occurrence. It might happen once in a while that you have this threat, but it is the same adrenal energy that today we hear that a mother lifts the car off of her husband when the jack drops on him and is crushing him. We hear about the person who fights off, you know, two or three attackers because they're trying to harm, you know, their children. You hear about the person who is on drugs and their adrenal, like some type of drug, illegal drug, and their adrenal glands are so stimulated that they could fight off 10 policemen, even get stung and shot and not seem to feel the pain. That is adrenal energy that allows you to do that. In the movies when they show people getting shot multiple times and they keep coming, that is adrenal energy that gives you that. Adrenal energy is the most powerful energy that the human body can muster and cannot be matched by any other energy. But here's the thing. We have chipped away at our adrenal glands. We have burnt out our adrenal glands. We have worn out our adrenal glands. And now when we go for that extra bit of energy, that reserve T tank of energy that we should have, there is nothing there. And so we reach for coffee or reach for some other stimulant. Now, if our adrenal glands were not burnt out, we would also sleep better at night. And the number one thing, the number one product, absolutely unequivocally, in my opinion, in the world for restoring adrenal energy, was designed by Dr. Bernard Jensen, who is a dear friend with whom I spent, if you read my book, the last several months of his life, helping to learn from him what he has learned after his 50 years of working as the father of iridology, of iridology. He always corrected me, iridology, the study of the eye, and as well as looking at the eye and seeing what diseases might be developing in the body. And he was a master herbalist. He wrote many, many books on nutrition with the help of his wife. And he and I got together to build a product that would fight adrenal burnout. And we call it Be Energetic. It's a combination of a rare mushroom from China called cordyceps. And it has to be prepared and grown in just the right way. It is a combination of high desert bee pollen, the finest, purest bee pollen, and it is a combination of white American ginseng extract. The combination of these three things stimulates and rebuilds adrenal energy like no other herbal combination that I have ever known and that you perhaps will ever experience. And so I strongly encourage you, in addition to taking the steps that I mentioned, to examine your own level of stress in your life and see if you do have that extra energy. If in the afternoon you have to do something extra, do you easily find that extra energy, that extra oomph that takes you there? Or are you dragging yourself through it, getting some stimulants, Red Bulls, coffee, trying to nap in the middle of the day all the time just to catch up on some sleep? If that's you, we've got answers, because I'm telling you the way it should be. You should go to bed and you should fall asleep within 20 minutes. You should, within 2 hours, be in REM sleep. Within 20 minutes after that, be in deep sleep. Stay in deep sleep for 2 hours. And then come out through REM sleep and wake up. And this should be around 6 hours. You should be able to, with good sleep patterns, be totally rejuvenated in 6.5 to 7 hours. With 20 minutes on either end of 2 hours, on either end of 2 hours. The middle, the sandwich, is deep sleep. The two pieces of bread are REM sleep, and the hands holding it are the entry to and the exit from sleep. And if you add it all up, that comes to 6.5 to 7 hours. And if you need more than that to completely rejuvenate your body, one of these symptoms that I told you is going wrong. Okay? Now, I want to give you the exception to the rule, folks. Teenagers, between the ages of, say, 14 to 19 could need up to 4 hours of deep REM sleep, of deep sleep, between REM sleep, which means that 7 hours I just told you could easily be pushed to 9 or 10. So if your lazy teenager won't get out of bed, please do not punish them. Please do not think that they are lazy. Please do not think that they're shiftless. It is very important for their development into well-functioning adults that their bodies learn proper sleep patterns and how to deal with stress, and by allowing them the 7 to 10 hours of bed sleeping time that they need, you will make them better and healthier adults into the future and throughout their lives. And so I hope that everybody has taken tonight some information that is new, something that is perhaps was not known to you before this evening, something that is useful, something that you could use, some knowledge that you could turn into power, because very few people give power away for free. We do that every Wednesday right here. So please encourage your friends. Tomorrow morning, if you're listening and we do not have an email address from you, that is a mistake. You must immediately call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Give me your email address. Give me the email address of anybody whom you want to get it. And every single morning after this call, I will send you an email with a link. And when you click on that link, you could immediately be listening to this call. You could forward this call to anyone by simply hitting forward and putting in their email address and tell them you should listen to this call. Click here and listen. It is the most amazing way for you to share this information with others and to re-access this information instantly via your computer. It is the information age. If you don't like the email I send you, delete it. If you do, forward it. But please allow the communication to take place. There are important things that I will communicate to you. Specials, I'll communicate discounts, I'll communicate giveaways, I'll communicate events. I will communicate knowledge. So please do open your mind to that, open your computer to that. Let me email you. I know you get a lot, but let me be one of them. All you have to do is delete it. It's not right for you. Hold on one moment, and I will take the call out of record mode. Just give me one moment, please. Okay, well, again, this has been David Sandoval for Purium Health Products. I hope that you will take one moment to go to the website, phporder.com, www.phporder.com. Look at our specials. Look at all the information there and encourage others to do the same. I want to tell you something. I want to thank all of you because I know you've been recommending our products to other people. I know you have. And the reason I know you have is because our sales have grown, and this is not about money. This is about the products getting into people's hands, and I know that by the volume. So the number of products that we have sold has risen by almost 30% in the last 3 months alone, with most of that growth in the last 2 months. That means that you guys are listening to my plea to share this information with the people who need it. And for that, I thank you. So good night. God bless you. I look forward to being with you next Wednesday. Like I was a kid, they used to say same bat time and the same bat channel, and we will see you here. Have a great day.